This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants are Shishir Sinha, Senior Journalist, and Gaura Dhavanlal, Anchor.
Union Cabinet decisions have an impact in different sectors and on different sections of the population. So starting with the Union Cabinet's approval of the Terms of Reference, the TOR, to Krishna Water Dispute Tribunal 2 under the Interstate River Water Disputes 1956 for its adjudication between Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. You know, yesterday they were like one big state. Today there's a division in between and water so critical as a life source. What are the implications of this?
Today, the another development is that Telangana government has withdrawn a petition from the Supreme Court, and only after that, central government decided to add one specific clause to the terms of reference of Krishna Water Dispute Tribunal. And once the recommendations are given, that's going to benefit at least 50 lakh farmers in that particular region. The regions are obvious one, that since they are going to get the water for irrigation. And we all know that water is very critical for the farming community. Considering the monsoon is not having a normal, at least this year we haven't seen a normal monsoon.
True.
So that is a problem. And if the water dispute is resolved, and especially the farmers are going to get the benefit, that would be the really big help, because we are talking about doubling the income of farmers and providing all kind of assistance to the farmers so that they can have a better farming prospect.
Right. And in fact, even when earlier we know the background of the Kaveri water dispute,
yes,
and it became quite acrimonious. Also, I think everybody having their agitations. So it's a sensitive subject. And I think learning from that sensitive handling of that, the government has stepped in.
Yeah.
Because setting of TORs is very critical.
Yeah. And also what we understand that the interlinking of river is very, very critical at this moment, because dispute will always be there on sharing of the water. One state who is having the origin will always say we will share only this much, and the other state will always say that we have this much right, because it's a natural resources. Only the state boundary can distribute the water between two states. So we need a permanent resolution rather than the dispute tribunal, because dispute tribunal will be limited to just one particular river or between the two or three states. What we need in the more focus on the interlinking of rivers, and there should be free flow of water. Everybody should be free to use the water, rather than it should be decided by the apex court or any of the high court. And I'm sure that interlinking of water, that concept work was taking place on the interlinking of water when Vajpayee was the prime minister. But unfortunately, nothing has moved much. Now we hope that considering the dispute, you talked about Kaveri, then the Krishna, then there are other disputes also. So we will see some solution with the help of interlinking of rivers.
And like a judicial system, you know, a precedent, setting of the TOR, terms of reference, is always as a point to refer back to even for later.
Yeah, certainly. And terms of reference is something to provide a kind of environment, or provide a kind of mechanism, or provide a kind of framework under which you have to provide the recommendations. And we hope that with the help of this TOR, there will be a permanent solution to the water dispute between Andhra Pradesh and Telangana.
Coming to another decision, the government has also approved an amendment to the Central Universities Act 2009 for setting up of the Samaka Saraka Central Tribal University in Telangana. So focus now on the so-called marginalized communities so that we can mainstream them, education actually being the only ticket to equity. How is this going to benefit the people?
If you take the share of population for scheduled tribes, it's something around 29% in that region. So when you are setting university exclusively for this population, it's going to empower them. Because education is one thing which empowers the marginalized community. It also helps in thinking of inclusive growth. It also thinks of providing all kind of support to the marginalized people. So what we understand that with the help of this university in Telangana, the tribal people will get real benefit. And we should also remember that the concept of this university was thought much earlier, but because of the problem or delay in getting the land, it could not be fructified, it could not be implemented. Now the land has been given, and that is why Cabinet has taken a decision, and it has provided 989 crore for setting up this university. Considering the share of population, which is 29%, we believe that this is certainly going to help them, and also is spreading the traditional knowledge of this particular community for a larger section of the society.
Right. And we're talking of, I think, traditional knowledge. We also know that the setting up of the turmeric board which also has a lot of tradition associated with that.
Certainly.
So, and this was another decision, in particular, a golden decision taken, with no pun on the word. So turmeric, other than the fact that it's very close to, you know, our hearts and our lives and our food, how is this board? What is the meaning of setting up of a board?
We all know that India is one of the, I would say, largest producer as well as the largest consumer of turmeric in the world. We are exporting almost 1600 crore worth of turmeric every year. 1600 crore, you may think it's a significant amount, but it's a very small amount. And there is a huge potential. So now the target is that we have to achieve $1 billion, which is 8500 crore within, say, 5 years or 7 years. When you want to expand, when you want to go bigger in the market, what you need? You need a quality parameters. There should be a body which will provide benchmark that you have to produce like this thing or you have to fulfill this kind of qualities in the produce. Then only it will get exported. Then you also have to think about all kind of what we call as the problem in, say, weeds. There are problems related with weeds. There are relation problems with the pesticide. Because many of the countries say that we need only the organic turmeric. We do not need the turmeric which is full of pesticides.
So conditions
and all
are stringent.
Things. Conditions are going to be stringent. So what is the most important thing which I feel that this turmeric board is going to do? It's going to provide a kind of a set of parameters, a set of quality parameters for the producer, number one. Number two, it is also going to provide some kind of export promotion policies for the turmeric so that the farmers will be in a position to know that what kind of benefit they are going to have when they are going to have larger sowing area for the turmeric. Number three, what we understand that there could be some kind of tax-related mechanism also for the turmeric also so that when we are exporting, the cost of the export should be lower so that we are able to capture larger market. So these are two, three benefits which will be possible through the turmeric board. And farmers are, of course, going to get the benefit. And we all know that farmers are more concentrated towards traditional crops like paddy and the wheat. So if we can encourage them to go for the commercial crops like turmeric or the spices, these are also going to help the farmers to earn more. So at this moment, our target is to have doubling the income of farmer.
Right.
How we can do it, this is one of the mechanisms which will help in that.
So when we talk of a turmeric board being set up and anything which is grown in the country is actually at the mercy of, you know, so many different things. Of course, there's soil, there's rain, you know, some days when the production is more, then the prices are low. So does the board also act as a buffer, like a backup mechanism to say, you know, that we have a certain amount which is meant for difficult times and we keep making the buffer up?
Certainly, if you are thinking about expanding the export or going for the larger export, you need to think about all kind of backup facility for the turmeric crops. So, of course, you cannot provide soil everywhere, but wherever the soil is suitable for turmeric farming, what kind of incentives we can provide, what kind of facilities we can provide. So, turmeric board can also give some suggestion that what kind of incentives can be given to the turmeric farmers and also about, say, seeds, a quality seed, what kind of seeds you are going to have. When we are talking about the organic farming, how you can do it, how you can reduce the quantity of pesticide, which is also known as the crop saving life, and some people, they call it as the medicine to the plant. So how they can use that, how much they can use it, so that there should not be any problem in exporting those turmeric. Because at the end of day, the produce needs to reach the market. If it is not reaching the market, the farmers will be at loss. So somebody should be there to provide all kind of mechanism from production to the market. All these, I believe that turmeric board is going to provide that.
And also there are different forms of turmeric. So whether it's for consumption, powder form, whole form, medicinal. So that is also, the areas are also segregated and divided.
Certainly, because COVID has given very good, what you can say, how we can use turmeric in a different manner. And now every time we think that how turmeric can be used as a medicine, not the medicine which what we think of the allopathic medicine or the homeopathic medicine, but the traditional or the natural medicine.
Right.
And if you can remember, when there was any kind of wound or something, my mother used to put the turmeric on that. That is a very good antibiotics kind of thing.
And anti-inflammatory also.
Anti-inflammatory also. Right. So all these values the turmeric has, how we can exploit that. And considering the tendency of using turmeric in a bigger way for the health point of view, that is giving an opportunity to us to exploit the market in a bigger way. So what we understand that the processing of turmeric will also be part of the turmeric board, apart from the traditional uses of turmeric as the spices, how we can have the processed turmeric, how we can explore the market for the processed turmeric, and what kind of turmeric the world need. Can we provide some kind of mechanism for that? All this, I believe, will be part of the turmeric board.
Right. In fact, when we look at the global interest in turmeric, we also know a few years back there was the talk of, some countries in the West wanting to put a patent on it.
Yes, yes.
And India really opposed that, saying that, it's traditional. So there is definite great global interest and great commercial value.
India commands a share of almost 2/3, if I can remember the figures correctly. It's something around 62-63% in the global market. So is 63% sufficient? Certainly not. There's a huge potential, and we can go up to say 80%, 90%.
And once you said 1 billion.
It's a 1 billion thing. And once we dominate the market, nobody will be in a position to get the patent on this thing, and our exclusivity on the turmeric will remain there.
But nothing short of saying, let's go for gold. Okay.
That's true.
Coming now to another cabinet decision, and the cabinet has approved an increase in LPG subsidy, raising it from the current 200 rupees per cylinder to 300 rupees per cylinder for beneficiaries under the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana. We know that it's good news for some. I don't know about the exchequer, but definitely good news for many Indians. Whom is this benefit meant for, and who cannot avail of it?
Okay. There are 30 crore plus connection, LPG connections. Out of 30 crore plus connection, you have 9.60 crore LPG consumers who are part of Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana.
Okay.
So this decision is related to them, that 9.60, number one. Number two, if you can remember that on the eve of Raksha Bandhan, the government announced rupees 200 cut in the basis price of LPG cylinder. So if I take the basis price of LPG cylinder in Delhi, which is 1100 rupees. So out of 1100 rupees, the cost has been reduced to 900 rupees, 200 direct minus. Now, the Ujjwala consumers, they get the subsidy of 200 rupees, which is transferred to their bank account under the DBT mechanism. So, for them, the effective price is 700 rupees. Now, today, what the government has done? Government is saying, you are going to get 300 rupees and not the 200 rupees, right? Yeah. So, the effective price will be 600 rupees for the Ujjwala beneficiary. But please remember that when he is going to get the LPG cylinder, he or she will be required to pay 900 rupees. Then 300 rupees will be transferred to his bank account. This should be clear. Number two, not everybody is going to get the benefit of this 100 rupees. Only 9.60 and who are considered or who have been called as the Ujjwala consumer, they will get the benefit. So, these things should be in the mind, and we should clarify to our listeners that everybody is not going to get 100 rupees subsidy, only Ujjwala consumers.
Thank you for putting that on air, because there is confusion. And now, before we actually say thank you to you, Shishir, quickly, why is the government's focus on Ujjwala so strong? I mean, are there health benefits? We'd like to share that with our listeners.
The benefit of resources should go to the poorer section of the society. And that is the focus of this government. That is why this particular announcement is related only with the 9.60 crore Ujjwala beneficiary, because Ujjwala beneficiaries are mostly the poorer section of the society, and they should get maximum of that. That is the reason behind taking this decision.
Shishir Sinha, thank you so much for joining us on our program. It's been educational for all of us, and we look forward to having you with us again. Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants were Shishir Sinha, Senior Journalist, and Gaurav Dhawan Lal, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.